Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
By myself is solo travel or eating alone something you would do, or does the idea of doing either fill you with absolute dread? And what about the other side of it? Does the restaurant or cafe owner hate to see the single diner coming in the door? For more on this now, and to answer that question, I'm joined by Anthony Gray, owner of A La Bonne and Cooked Restaurant, or Hooked Restaurants in Sligo. That's another good name for a restaurant, actually, Cooked. Anthony, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Katie.
Answer that question for me. When you see the lone diner walking in the door, what's going through your mind?
I suppose, look, we welcome any diner that comes in our doors in these tough times. But I suppose, you know, you just want to make them feel comfortable. Because it is, you know, it's daunting enough going into any restaurant and sitting down on your own. And it's, you know, you get a little bit anxious and stuff like that. But what we do is we welcome them in and we sit them down and we try and take care of them, have a wee chat, find out where they're from, where they're going. You know, so like we certainly try and accommodate them and try and keep them happy and try and take the little bit of fear out of them, you know.
Right.
But is there a bit of you that's thinking they're taking up a table for two there and there's only going to be one cover there?
There is a little bit of that. You know, that would always be at your back of your mind. You know, you're losing the cover. But at the same time, they're coming in for an exceptional meal. They want to, you know, they want to enjoy it. So you have to take that on board and you just have to kind of, you know, take it on the chin. But I suppose, like, what I've seen down through the years is I've seen laptops coming out, plugged in. I sit there writing a novel, the ever-ending coffee, sips of coffee. And, like, sometimes you just have to say, look, I'm really sorry, I actually need this table back. Because some people do just... you know,
take the proverbial, is what you're saying.
Yes, exactly.
Do you ever get the situation that where somebody, because you've gone and you've asked them, you know, what they're going and, what they're about and where they're going and, you know, implicitly when they're going, but that you actually have to deal with them more on a one-to-one, they develop a bit of a rapport and maybe the tips are better?
Absolutely. And like, look at, you know, I even find it difficult myself going out, sitting in someone's restaurant because, you know, you're anxious. Are they looking at me? You know, what am I going to talk about if they do come near me and stuff like that? So you do get a little bit anxious. But yeah, you know, if you look after them and you make them feel comfortable, and obviously, you know, we've some beautiful food here in Sligo, in the northwest of Sligo, and you tell them all about the ingredients, where it's from, how it's made, you build up a rapport, and they you know, the visitors that come in my doors, they love it, and you've good crack and a bit of chat, and sure, like, you know, we're in the season to be jolly, and that's what you have to do. You have to look after them, you know. It doesn't matter if it's summer, winter, or Christmas. You just have to put on the show and make sure that they feel welcome and enjoy their food.
Yeah, I see. We have a text in there to 51551. As a previous restaurant worker and primarily solo diner, actual solo diners aren't the problem. The problem is 7:30 p.m. Every Irish person wants to eat at 7:30 p.m.
Yeah, that happens. We get, you know, we get trashed at different times. One restaurant, in both restaurants, we take in walk-ins. And it just seems to me that around 7 or half 7, the whole of Ireland gets hungry and, you know, you have to accommodate them. And sometimes it's difficult then to kind of get two sittings, because if you're looking to get people in, it would be brilliant if they could come in at 5 and then 7 o'clock. But it's just not the nature of the beast. This is how we work in Ireland and we all eat at different times. So, but unfortunately, it does seem to be 7:30.
What about
everyone gets the munchies?
What about a solo walk in at 7:30?
No problem. No problem. We'll look at them and we'll say, yes, come in and sit down. And if we have a table for them, we'll certainly give it to them.
But to be fair, particularly if you're a small restaurant with a limited number of tables, that would be through gritted teeth in some cases, would it not?
Some restaurateurs would frown upon it, I'd say, definitely. But, you know, most restaurateurs, we're in the business to entertain. We're in the business of hospitality, and it's hospitality that we give here in Sligo. And you want to make sure that that person is comfortable coming in. So some people would be like that, Katie. Not all restaurateurs, believe me.
another text in there. Single diners will more than likely have a full lunch and are in and out very quickly, whereas a table for four might have four soups and stay forever.
Yeah, that can happen. That can happen. And what I found actually over the summer, which was a bit mad, was an awful lot of this business of, you know, sharing a scone, sharing, you know, a sandwich, sharing even soup. We had six, I won't tell you the nationality, but there were six of them in and they shared two fish and chips between six of them. So, like, that is mind-boggling. But at the same time, you just have to, you know, they're on their holiday, they mightn't be that hungry, they might be catching a bus. You have to take it on the chin and say, right, okay, well, there's nothing really we can do about that, you know.
Okay, Anthony, we'll call into you forever up Sligo Way. That's Anthony Gray there, owner of Alabon and Hooked Restaurant. Many thanks.